This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chorus. Thank you very much. This is the Good Day program. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. The Berkshire Hathaway Corporation, run by Warren Buffett, said they have put $1 billion into Apple stock since the stock price went down. What does that tell you about your decision to sell your Apple stock, if you did? That's a good chance for Buffett and his buddies. They favor traditional companies that succeed. They're the biggest single stockholder in the Coca-Cola company, the biggest single stockholder in American Express, and they have done that. I don't know if it's at the expense of technology, but the tech stocks now are becoming a part of the Dow Jones Industrial 30, the 30 top industrials. So Warren Buffett says it's harder to spot good technology stock, but he picked Apple, and he made the decision himself. He still makes the decisions. He got a board of directors and a board of overseers, but he has the best track record of picking stock on his own. He watches all this stuff. Guy's 84 years old. He watches every single day what's going on. And I don't think they got too many losers at Berkshire Hathaway. They really have a corner on this. What does it cost to buy a single unit of stock in Berkshire Hathaway? $8,000 or something a share?
That's a good question, yeah.
Is that something like that? Somebody take a quick look if you don't mind. He says he's not worried about slowing iPhone sales. He feels now that Berkshire Hathaway has looked at the tech segment, and his investors are hungry for technology.
$390, by the way.
What's $390?
A single share. Oh, that's
in Berkshire Hathaway?
That's what it says. No?
No.
It says $390, up 0.18%.
In Berkshire Hathaway, the last time I checked, it was $5,600 a share.
When was the last time you checked?
What good would it be if it had gone down over 90%?
Says Berkshire Hathaway, Class A, New York Stock Exchange. Yeah. And then it says 212,530. Oh, maybe that's what it is. There you go. $212,530, up $390, which is 0.18%. Maybe that's what it is. Could it be that?
$212,000.
I don't know. Look, you're asking the wrong chick. I mean, $212,000 a share. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's up $390. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So
wow, so it's not 8,000.
Who's buying that? Who's buying a share in Berkshire Hathaway? You think I'm buying a share or you're buying a share?
Would you like to buy a single share or a home?
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to.
I can remember, I'm going back now to last time I checked it. It can't be that long ago. Maybe it was 50,000 a share. But can you imagine a single share in a company worth $212,000? That's because he has nothing but success. People wait in line to buy this stock. What a genius. God
I
love
just
it.
Want to know what it's like to have that kind of money. That's so crazy. That's just nuts.
Does it bother you that people have...
No. Good for them.
Yeah. It's the whole thing about people in this business that politicians trying to separate the so-called rich from the so-called poor. There are all kinds of reasons and ways for us to be separated, as I've said many times. Not a healthy thing to be always focused on. And I'm facing this in my town because of me trying to save the development rights. I had an argument with a woman at a meeting last night, and I finally said to her, she'd been spreading all kinds of untruths about me and what I was going to do and how much money I was going to make selling the development rights. And I finally looked at her and I said, you know what? I'm so tired of your disrespect and your mistelling the story and the truth. I resent it, I said to her. And this is a woman who is a complete blabbermouth, but unfortunately, I look like, or I could look like the bad guy because she is a woman who has doesn't have the use of her legs. She is on the, she's disabled, and so she's in every disabled group that there is and uses that and browbeats people with it. And, you know, I'm a pretty sensitive guy, and I've listened and taken her guff for years, and I finally said to her last night, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of listening to you tell people things that aren't the truth because you resent, for whatever the reason, where I live or how I live. That's your problem, not mine. But then it becomes my problem because we're trying to get something done to save the farm. And she says to me, why don't you just give the farm to the town? And I said,
why would you do that? Well, why doesn't
thank
she
you.
Give her
why
personal
don't you
property?
Give your house to the town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't look, you can be permanently sitting down and still be a bully. Yeah, so
yeah,
you know,
and maybe
bullies.
Sometimes more, because you're right, people are maybe yeah. not going to give it back to you as much.
Right.
No, they don't give her back anything, and everybody's sick of it. And she just blabbers away all the time about nothing, and it's so self-important. So she has a point of view, and I respect it. I respect
her point of view is you need to provide for the whole town.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus.
You know, if you really cared, you would, Doug.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Listen, there's something obvious.
Look, I'm the super liberal here, and I'm telling you, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do squat for her.
What would Bernie do? Bernie would say, give your house up, Dougie.
Bernie would say. That's why I'm not a Bernie fan.
No, I'm not. I'm more of a Bernie fan than you are. Yeah. What did we find yesterday? There are 1.2 million Wiccans in the country?
Or alternative, yeah, including neo-pagans and lots of.
You know what they like to be called is wacky Wiccans.
Wacky Wiccans. I had a Wiccan minister on once. I don't know if it was before you were here or not, Jennifer. I think it was. She was from New Hampshire.
Hmm. Well, that's
and
nice.
It was, well, that's pretty dismissive.
I don't think Jen feels like she missed out on that.
I know. That's great. The Aretha Franklin interview where she fell asleep, that one I'm bummed I wasn't there for.
No, that wasn't
Aretha
minister,
Franklin.
It wasn't Aretha Franklin. It was
the
Pointer Sisters. Wasn't that one of the Pointer Sisters?
I thought it was Aretha Franklin.
No, it wasn't Aretha Franklin. It was another black singer, but I can't remember who it is now.
Franklin, huh?
No, it wasn't. No. All right, so let me just finish. Trump is now, because he didn't have anybody to rail against, it's a Republican running against him. He's now after Mrs. Clinton, and I just think it's a wrong turn for him to talk about Bill Clinton and his infidelity and Benghazi. They're both losers. I think, actually, if he said nothing about her, absolutely nothing, never. Do you know how that would get under the skin of another competitor in circumstances like this? If he never, ever, ever mentioned her in any campaign stop, here's what I'm going to do for the country. You know,
yeah.
Kasich did this pretty much. You say, well, it didn't do him
but it's
much
not good. It's not what's selling for him right now. People want this, and I think the reason he got the nomination is because people wanted someone to challenge Hillary. I think kind of like the lady in the wheelchair, not a lot of people challenge Hillary Clinton.
No.
And
saying she's disabled?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you would say that, so it's because
when you play the woman card, yet you intimidate the mistress mistresses of your husband, that's fair game. Look, they've lived a public life. If they were living a private life, it's not fair game. But these
guys
are public.
Didn't one of his wives, I saw this headline, then I sort of went away from it. One of his wives took to task people who were talking about Donald Trump's infidelities or indiscretions.
It's one of his ex-girlfriends who got dragged into the New York Times story, right?
Was it a girlfriend or was it a wife?
A girlfriend. There was a girlfriend.
And
there
she
were actually
said,
there were eight people mentioned in this New York Times article, but the main focus of the article, I think her name was Rowena or I don't know, I'd have to look it up. But she was all over the news saying, look, these guys tricked me. They told me it wasn't going to be a hit piece. They misquoted me. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. Donald Trump did nothing but treat me like a lady. And, well, I mean, really kind of put egg on the face of the reporters at the New York Times.
The people who are trying to do that with Trump is going to blow up in their face, because I don't sense that he went out and played some of the games. But if he would leave Bill Clinton alone, his own indiscretion would not be a focus. I mean, what is any of this stuff
have
to do with
indiscretion? It's not the indiscretion so much. It's the cover-up and the intimidation of the mistresses that's the issue. It's not, I don't know that it's so much the cheating. It's the what happened next that matters.
Yeah. Well, I just think it all should be, let's get to the issues. Hello. It's 18 Hello. Past the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order GenuCell. GenuCell is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Musically speaking, we have Adele back with us again. She can be in our musical spotlight anytime she wants. She's going to debut Send My Love to Your New Lover. It's a video in the Billboard Music Awards this weekend, this Sunday, right? The 22nd?
Sunday night, yeah.
This Sunday. She's up for 8 awards on the show. So this video premiere is going to come during a broadcast that will feature performances from Meghan Trainor, who I'm beginning to think is quite a good talent. Young, what did you say? She was 22, 23, is that what you said?
Yeah.
She was, Victoria?
23, I think.
23, yep, right. All right. Even though you can barely hear it, there's a Meghan Trainor in the background.
And you know what's fun about her, just as a side note, you know how we always talk about the likability of these artists? She had a picture released of her that she noticed had been photoshopped, and she actually pulled it and said,
Her video.
And she goes, no, you're not going to do that, you're not going to give me that kind of waste, and she pulled it and fixed it.
Yeah, I love her. All right, Rihanna, also going to be performing. To me, she sounds like Janet Jackson a lot. At least the two of them do. Yes, no?
Younger.
Yeah, well.
I can see maybe a little.
That's like video, the audio of Donald Trump playing the PR guy. Yeah, it's his voice, even though he's 25 years younger.
Right.
Same thing. Ariana Grande showing up on Sunday night. She sounds like an Adele wannabe with that sort of the way the orchestration is put together on this. I don't find her.
Trust me, everybody right now is an Adele
wannabe.
That's
the sound like it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They've got their own thing going.
Go ahead and pray.
At night singing to each other or with each other?
Are you sure they practice them at night? talking about this song, and he wrote half the song, which he never writes his own songs, and he's very open about that. But he wrote half this song and sent it to Gwen, saying, hey, this is just something I'm thinking about, and she wrote the other half and finished it, and then it became this song.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you
That's
go.
Really
they
cute.
Are.
They
too.
They're so freaking cute together. I can't stand that they're cute together. Relationship goals.
As you get off the beer. All right, next. Celine Dion is performing the Billboard Music Awards. Do we care? That's harsh. People that don't like Celine Dion.
She's had a tough year, so let's care.
But yeah. She has an audience. She has people. I mean, how'd she get to be so popular? People like her music. Come on.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony is also
a voice, but you know, she beats her chest like no other woman on the planet.
Really? I've not seen.
Especially now that China's dead. Oh my God! Yeah. Who's that? China, the wrestler. Female wrestler, China.
Are she
one engaged to Rob Kardashian? Oh, that's Black China. That's Black China.
Oh, okay.
This is White China. Like the kind you have in your closet downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Fifth Harmony is performing the Billboard Music Awards this weekend. The Go-Go's. I like the Go-Go's. I guess I'm not going to get their music in my ears. I'm
no,
going
not
fast.
Today. Outside of the demo.
Demi Lovato.
Really? Okay, let's see. Who else is playing on Sunday night at Billboard Music Awards? Shawn Mendes, Pink, Britney Spears. Madonna is going to do an honorable tribute for Prince. Certainly appropriate. That'd be one reason to watch it.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Songs and the friends songs. 34 after the hour. Speaking of friends, I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and of course, included in our group of friends are all of those great guys that work and ladies for the Transportation Security Administration.
Oh, the TSA.
The TSA. So now you'll be happy to know that airports across the country are going to they're going to not have people in the lines, these excruciating lines the TSA has created. They're going to make everybody happy because some of the TSA workers are going to dress up as clowns. And they're going to bring candy.
I thought they were already dressed up.
Yeah. No, that's how they set themselves up. So some of the airports, TSA employees are going to try to keep travelers entertained during the TSA waits. Clowns, music, food. There was an airport in Kentucky using miniature horses, therapy horses, to reduce the stress. Hey, guys, why don't you just do your damn job?
Right.
How about that? What a concept.
You know what makes me not stressed? Waiting in line. So
right.
You cut the line, I'm cool. You don't even need to spend the money on the clown.
The TSA suggests if you're going to fly in and out of O'Hare, you give yourselves 3 hours.
What is going on? Did you see the pictures? I mean, the images there are nuts. It's crazy.
Okay. The senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, trying to work on his reelection campaign, said he'd make sure there were more TSA screeners and bomb-sniffing dogs into the Chicago airport right away. This is kind of a colorful overview of the TSA and the clowns trying to deal with the long lines. Send in, where's Judy Collins when we hear? Am I the only one who knows that song? Am I aging myself there again?
No, that's a Broadway song, right? Send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns? Okay. Yeah. Here we go. TSA sending in the clowns.
Denver, they're planning to sweeten up passengers, offering them candy in line. Seattle and Atlanta, musical performances with snacks. In Cincinnati, miniature therapy horses to help calm your nerves. And in San Diego, they're bringing in the clowns.
There's got to be a better way.
This morning, lawmakers are calling on the airlines to drop baggage fees and maybe add more canines and security to speed things along.
I don't have to take off your coat or your belt or your shoes because they can smell any explosive.
You know, by the way, that'd be a great. That's a great quiz. Whose voice is that?
That sounded like Chuck Schumer.
Very good, Victoria.
Good
that's
job.
Great. Yeah.
Well, that's New York. I mean, I know all things New York. Yeah. Okay, so question: when you force something on me and give me candy, doesn't that seem creepy? And then you can pet a miniature horse.
Yeah,
my mom told
tricky.
Me that was wrong.
Donald Trump doesn't need to spend any money on advertising. Just show in some way, shape, or form whenever he's lecturing or presenting. Put up on the screen the long lines of the TSA and point to it and say, see, this is why I'm running, because I'm going to eliminate those lines. As president, there will be no lines at the airports like this. This is just bad management. The kind of management Mrs. Clinton says she wants to continue the good work of the Obama administration. Well, here it is right there. Look at it, boys and girls. The TSA has created lines that are 3 hours long at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
That's
you want that to be your
bad.
Life?
I mean, what? Remember that nice lady that gave me the old one-two?
Yeah, right.
Doug and I were flying together once, and we were in San Francisco at the airport, and I feel like I should have been bought dinner first before my pat-down.
Yeah. See, there's pat-down everything, and I mean everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
I got one of those on my last flight back from Dublin, and it really took me by surprise, because I thought she was waving me to, like, go through the scanner, and she was not. She was waving me to be felt up. I was like, okay, wow.
You know, they said in San Diego that they're using circus performers. One of my friends from college actually went to, like, a circus school in San Diego after she got, like, some degree in engineering, but I'm sure that's exactly what she expected to be doing after going to
with
help
the
with
clown
the
TSA. The TSA lie.
Working for the circus known as the TSA. What a joke. It's just and why we put it, there should be protests. They should shut down airports around the country. This is asinine. There's no reason for this whatsoever. None. Except it's an example of horrible management. So anyway, there's that. Now, let's turn our attention to New Orleans. Apparently, New Orleans has a problem like Venice has. Anybody here ever been to Venice, Italy?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
It's on my bucket list.
You know that Venice is sinking. The main, if you go there, I haven't been in Venice since 1988. It was wonderful. I remember walking around and...
So romantic. People either love Venice or they hate it. I was a lover of Venice.
How can you hate Venice? It just looks
Venice
so beautiful.
Very cool.
People that don't like it don't like that it smells like fish, but hello, you're surrounded by fish.
It's dirty because the canals are dirty, but they get washed more often because the water is really literally flowing through the streets. There are really no streets in Venice. People don't use... You can get around, but the best way to get around is to jump in one of those water taxis and have a nice ride. You see all the promotional, the tourist agencies promote Venice. It's actually one of the few places I've ever been that is as described. It is as promoted. It is very... You walk into that square with the birds, the pigeons are crapping all over the place.
It's great. So awesome.
Yeah, but it is. You kind of ignore it.
I get that. Bird hat. I don't need to.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. But it's it's made famous in many movie shots. It is a fascinating, wonderful city. All right, so that's Venice. And meanwhile, New Orleans suffering the same fate. There are new maps that NASA put out that show that not only the city itself, but the surrounding areas are going down by as much as 2 inches a year. Here's somebody describing the NASA maps.
Land loss since the 1930s has turned about 1,900 square miles of Louisiana coast into open water, an area the size of Delaware. Cemeteries are disappearing into the Gulf. Barrier islands, bridges, schools, and entire towns have been washed away.
It's becoming open water bodies. And this, as you might imagine, lets hurricane surge come in quicker and easier, which means water levels get higher.
Katrina alone caused about 190 square miles of land erosion in the space of a couple of days. Under Governor Bobby Jindal, the state developed a $50 billion master plan to reverse land loss over the next 50 years. But in the meantime, the Gulf advances.
All right. So you want to know, here's another. This is part two of what Trump puts up on the screen after he shows the long lines of the TSA. Next video is a shot of New Orleans before Katrina and then since Katrina. These people that run the Army Corps of Engineers who decided to rebuild all of the assets that were there before that didn't work, the levees, they built them exactly as they were before. No changes, no modifications, nothing's different. So the next time there's a hurricane like Katrina, the exact same thing will happen again. And they spent like $28 billion doing it. They didn't enhance, they didn't make them stronger, they didn't make them bigger, they didn't make them better. They just made them exactly as they were. And the people in New Orleans were crazed by it because, again, if there's another Katrina, exactly the same thing will happen. And what kind of management thinks that stuff through and comes up with that kind of a decision? Okay, in a moment, the television report with a focus on Susan Sarandon and her new FX series called Feud. That's next year on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Here's an interesting question. If you send a text message to someone while they're driving and they cause a crash, should the injured person or their family be able to sue you? Two men in Pennsylvania have been sued after sending text messages to a driver who became distracted and struck and killed a motorcyclist. The judge is letting the case move forward, and personal injury lawyers around America are closely watching this because of the precedent it could set. However, when a similar case made it to court in 2012, a judge dismissed it, saying that it was the driver's responsibility to ignore such distractions. Let's be fair. It makes sense to hold drivers responsible for accidents they cause, but it's another thing to sue someone who wasn't even in the car. As one judge said, drivers are bombarded with many forms of distraction, and if you allowed a lawsuit against the person who sends a text message, lawsuits could then be filed against anyone who creates a distraction for drivers, like putting a sign by a side of a road. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated invaded the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A moving and inspiring one-of-a-kind musical and multimedia experience. The New American Freedom Train Show celebrates the foundations that made America great. Faith, family, military, and work ethic. Award-winning Nashville recording artist and U.S. Army veteran Tim Macker, together with a team of talented musicians, provides one of the most unique and entertaining shows in America. For more information, go to NewAmericanFreedomTrainShow.com.
Television report time, 46 after the hour on the Good Day program. I thought that Jennifer and I would start out with this story about Susan Sarandon's new television program called Feud.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing this program with Jessica Lange, and I don't like the feel of it. I don't like the idea of it. I don't like the sense that I get from reading it. Does anybody know? We got a clip here from it, but what do you ladies know about
this?
Well,
we have a clip of Susan Sarandon talking about it, but it's going to be that each of the actresses, Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange, are going to star as Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, respectively, and they're going to talk about this bitter feud. I guess this was an infamous rivalry between these two actresses, and so this is the basis for this new show. Ryan Murphy's behind it, and pretty much everything he touches as of late turns to gold.
All right, here's the audio.
I'm so excited to be working with Jessica Lange, and I think it's an interesting project because in the examination of Hollywood through the time of Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, the question is whether or not things have actually changed that much. You know, do we pit women against women? Do the studios still have more power than individual women? Is there, you know, have things changed? And Ryan's doing a great thing because he's having half of them directed by women, so his company now will go out of its way to encourage women to direct, but my last three films have been directed by women, so I don't know. I've lucked out and fallen into a pocket of women directors.
Okay, Susan, have another cigarette.
It was kind of cool to see her at the upfronts this last week in New York City. She was there with
Sarandon.
Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis reunited, Thelma and Louise. They both still look really, really good. They look great, yeah.
Gina Davis doesn't smoke, and Sarandon, I think you can tell by looking at her and listening to her.
She looks amazing in person. No, she looks great. I did an event with her. She looks phenomenal in person. Whatever work she's had done, it is perfection.
She's also had some big words for Woody Allen. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She called him out. She was at Cannes. She was at the film festival in France, and she said that Woody Allen basically called him a pedophile, and she said, I think he sexually assaulted a child. I don't think that's right. Why are we honoring this guy? She really had it. She let it go.
No news there, but he, for some reason or other, everybody looks the other way. Woody Allen is a horrible human being, so I give her kudos for that, because he needs to be called out.
Dougie, I know that we were talking about Laverne Cox a little bit earlier. She was the subject of an interview with Megyn Kelly in addition to Donald Trump. And she has the Rocky Horror Picture Show coming, a trailer just released by Fox. She's actually taking over for Tim Curry, Tim Curry's role in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
Interesting.
And I feel like this is one you might skip, but I think it's going to catch a lot of interest online and with the millennials.
You can guarantee it, I'll skip it. Thanks.
I knew.
50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere.
Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Fromer is here from Fromers.com, home of the Fromers Travel Guides. We're going to give you some easy tips about going to New York City in a moment. Plus, what happens if you're on a plane that feels like it's going to crash? That coming right up here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans, good enough. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Believe it or not, there is one special time when the word no is out of bounds. Here's the developmental science of it. A mom recently explained to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books. And the mother delighted and added that about once a week, the child will ask to go visit a bookstore. And then the mother almost nonchalantly said, "We never say no when our child asks for a book." What's the cheap psychological trick? Books and kids, perfect combination. So never say no to a child when they ask for a book. Simply having books around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase a love of learning and grades. And if you're strapped for money, well, a library book can work just as well. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have again with us Pauline Fromer from the Fromer Travel Guides at Fromers.com. So this United Airlines 757 on its way from Newark to Dublin and hitting the turbulence that it did, co-pilot said it felt like the plane was going to go into a stall, so they
dived it. Dover dived it. They took it down fast. I wonder, it's the same kind of thing that happened, Pauline, to that Airbus that was flying from Brazil to France a couple of years ago. That didn't survive, mostly because the pilots weren't well trained. They didn't know how to act. These people in this plane knew how to react. But can you imagine, have you ever been in a circumstance like that yourself when you have been flying somewhere and gotten to a place where you were really scared?
No, I've been really lucky. And, you know, turbulence, with the exception of what you discussed, has never caused any crashes. It really is something that is scarier than its implications are. It feels scary, but usually you're going to be just fine, unless something falls on you. That's something that happens all the time. Things fall out of those overhead bins, so you want to be careful about, you know, moving around in flight, or if another passenger falls on you. But in general, turbulence is not that big an issue, except if it gets you nervous.
Yeah, and that's what happens a lot of times, and it may even make the pilots nervous. I say, in this case, the United Airlines crew knew what they were doing, so they sort of figured it out. They had to do a little experimenting to get the plane back into control. My speculation is the plane's better built. The Boeing planes are better built than the Airbuses, in my estimation, and part of the problem was the crew on that Air France jet, and part of it was that it was an Airbus. That's my own feeling about it. Also this week, American Airlines had a problem with a flight where somebody who was a passenger was mistaken for a terrorist. He was an economics professor doing work. I don't know what you do about that.
You give people the benefit of the doubt. If there's ever racial profiling, that was it. I mean, the guy was just apparently adding up numbers.
Yeah.
Really sad that we're at that point where we're so scared of one another.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about something good. Traveling to New York City, Frommer's Easy Guide to New York, some new lesser known places. If you're traveling to New York, I'm going to New York next week. What can I look for? What can I see? What can I do that's different?
Well, that's my baby. That's my book. I write that every year. I've been researching it. Unfortunately, you're going next week when hotel prices are high. Hotel prices are the lowest in January and February in New York, so if you can go then, you can get a deal. The rest of the year, you need to stay outside Manhattan. Long Island City is your friend. There are all kinds of fine chain hotels there. It's two subway stops into Midtown Manhattan. A nice, clean room for like $200 less than you pay on the island of Manhattan. So real savings just by avoiding Manhattan.
Well, that's the secret of using the Frommer's Travel Guides, because you have all that information there. That's why I recommend people go to Frommer's.com, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S, Frommer's.com. Check out the travel guides there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.